This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Rashtra Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tributes to former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Atal Bihari Vajpayee dedicated his entire life to good governance and nation building." The Prime Minister said, "Atal Bihari Vajpayee will always be remembered as a powerful orator and a great poet." He said, "Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality, work and leadership will continue to be a guiding light for the nation's all-round development." Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda has said that malaria incidence in the country is declining by over 80% and deaths by 78%, showcasing India's transition from a high-burden malaria country to a high-impact state. Addressing the Advancing Public Health Outcomes Forum 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that over 30,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have received National Quality Assurance Standards certification. He also noted that the government aims to establish one Ayushman Arogya Mandir for every 2,000 population and said that this reflects the government's commitment to strengthening primary health care.
Past 11 years, which is responsive government, which is responsible government, which is accountable government, and which is a government which wants to see the change in the common human life of an individual. And for that I can say that in the health sector, if you talk about, it has been a monumental leap which has taken place in the health sector as far as the technology is concerned, as far as the technology-driven facilities being provided to the individual and the innovation.
The External Affairs Ministry has stressed that disrespectful acts such as demolishing statues of deities hurt the sentiments of followers around the world and should not take place. In response to media queries on the demolition of Hindu deity statue in an area affected by the ongoing Thai-Cambodia border dispute, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Hindu and Buddhist deities are deeply revered and worshipped by people across the region as part of shared civilizational heritage. He urged the two sides to return to dialogue and diplomacy to resume peace and avoid any further loss of lives and damage to property and heritage. Two-time Olympic medalist and Indian men's hockey team vice-captain Hardik Singh has been nominated for the prestigious Major Dhyan Chand Khel Ratna. The nominations for the National Sports Awards 2025 were finalised by the selection panel comprising of Indian Olympic Association Vice President Gagan Narang, former hockey player M.M. Somaya and former badminton player Aparna Popat. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holy wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the occasion of Christmas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, wishing everyone a joyous Christmas filled with peace, compassion and hope. He hoped that the teachings of Jesus Christ will strengthen harmony in the society. And that is the end of this news bulletin.